is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the livestock markets?
Well, Leslie, I don't think there's anything out there fundamentally or fresh news that really had an impact on the cattle complex today. As we saw a trade mix, most of the session feeder cattle were negative. They managed to come back late in the session to close mix, while the live cattle managed to see the front contracts mostly positive throughout the day going into the close. And as I said, fresh news was hard to come by. We did see boxed beef $2.43 higher at mid-morning on choice, $1.24 higher on selects. They had a movement of 74 loads and a cattle kill of 110,000 head. On the close, April cattle 37 cents higher, June cattle up 50 cents, April feeder cattle down 2 cents, May feeders up 2 cents, and April lean hogs were 42 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
A lot of people think I'm superstitious. I never step on cracks. I never keep black cats on the ranch. I never open umbrellas indoors, not even in the barn. And I never let a young calf go unvaccinated. Because young calves are up against a whole lot more than you think. And I'm not just talking about bad luck, but stuff that even their mama's milk can't protect them from in the long run. Like BVD type 1B, the most common subtype of BVD in infected calves. That's why I vaccinate them with Pyramid 5 Plus Pre-Sponse SQ. It's the only approved combination vaccine that protects calves from BVD type 1B respiratory disease for at least 217 days. Plus, its viral and bacterial protection shields the unluckiest of calves. Even my doomed number 13 calf. Talk with your Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Learn more at bi-vetmedica.com/cattle.
Tom, what's softening things for the wheat market?
Well, we saw nothing but it seemed to be technical and fun selling in the marketplace. There was no fresh news, but the one thing we did lack was no positive news. Now, it is St. Paddy's Day. We usually see green, but everything was red for the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. Corn and soybeans were making new lows for the 2015 calendar year. And on the close today, MKC wheat gave back a lot of the gains from yesterday. They was down 12 and a quarter. July KC down 11 and a quarter. May Chicago wheat down 10 and a half. May corn and July corn both closed 8 cents lower today, while the May soybeans were down 14 and 3 quarters, July soybeans down 14 and 1 quarter, and May cotton closed 28 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Use 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.